Okay, our coverage continues at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as promised, it is time to talk some college football, specifically the Big Ten Conference. News this week is that the Big Ten Network released its prime time schedule. I mean, how about that? I can't believe that's already happening. And Ohio State is going to have its fourth night game on this year's schedule. It'll be against Cincinnati. So we are going to get into that in our next segment. We're also going to take time to preview the NFL draft. I know it's still a few weeks away, but we want to take a closer look at some of the intriguing prospects that are on board. We want to get a snapshot of that. So always a divine appointment each and every week with Husker Great, the one and only Jason Peter. How are you, Jason, this weekend?
I'm good, E. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. The sun is shining down here in Houston. All is well, and we've got a big weekend of NBA playoffs. We've been hitting it hard on our show, but we want to focus our attention on college football. So the schedule from the Big Ten Network, it is out, and tell me why Urban Meyer, he has a preference for night games, because I understand that it kind of helps out with recruiting, doesn't it?
Yeah. For a place like Columbus, where you can get you could get a lot of these kids in on direct flights, or at least from that East Coast area, those kids can play their games on Friday nights, and they can still have a weekend recruiting trip, to be able to experience the horseshoe, with 100,000 people in it, screaming their heads off under the bright lights. It's an environment that all coaches, I believe, it's their ideal situation. Now, it's interesting because Kenny Bell, who is a wide receiver for the Huskers, he had tweeted out something saying, "What's with all the night games?" Kind of smack my head, that SMH that these kids are using nowadays.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "No, this can't be what I think it is." And I look into it a little more, and he tweets some other stuff, and he's like, "Yeah, he much prefers the 11 a.m. kick this way. He can see his family later on in the night, and his routine's not too, broken up." And I was just, I was in shock. I was in awe. I just, as a player, that is your, I don't know how to put it. It's what you hope for every Monday morning, or whatever it is when the schedule is made. They can obviously always make those last minute changes and move games to prime time, and that's kind of what you always hope for as a player, to be able to go out under lights, kind of sit around in the hotel. Both teams are at full strength, right? There's no West Coast team that's flying across the country and they got to play, a kick or early kick or vice versa. This is, both teams have been in the hotel room. Both teams have had time, for all their players to see the trainers, for meetings, to get a good night's sleep. There's no excuses for when you play under the lights. And so I was a little shocked when I heard him, and supposedly that's a more common feeling than I was aware of. Apparently a lot of guys enjoy now playing either the early kick or a 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock kick.
Okay, so the Buckeyes, they're going to have four night games in 2014. Let me ask you, during your career, your collegiate career, I mean, did you guys have night games? I mean, how many did you have?
We did. We probably had I would say maybe three or four.
Did you like it? I mean, did you like that, Jason? Or did it kind of, I mean, you're a creature of habit. I mean, as a player, I mean.
I loved it.
You did? Why?
I loved it. There was nothing better, whether it was at home or away. You just, and maybe it's different now because these kids now, they know that every game is basically on national TV. No matter where they're from, if their parents or their friends have a satellite dish or there's a local bar that they can go to, chances are you're going to be able to see, any game that you want. But back, 10, 15 years ago, that wasn't the case. But you knew that if you were playing primetime, that you were going to be either in half of, the television sets across the country or all of them. And it was a special thing. I mean, the juices get flowing just, you know, that much more. But I guess kids are different breeds these days.
Well, okay, so you talk about some of the potential benefits of having night games, the greater exposure, increased, you know, the television audience. Okay, so it's not just the Buckeyes that are going to have more increased coverage on night games, but Nebraska's going to have more on their schedule, too. Is that correct? They're going to be playing, what, host to Illinois?
Yeah, Nebraska's got a few games right
I think more
now.
Than any other Big Ten school.
What's that?
More than any other Big Ten school when you combine.
Yeah, and it's funny because there's still, I guess, some fans as well that it's going to take some time to get used to around the Big Ten country. And to me, I thought it was a given that fans would just be able, you know, much more enjoy being able to tailgate pretty much the whole day. There's just something special. I mean, about playing under lights. It's the same as in high school. I mean, you could go back to, you know, the whole Friday Night Lights
Absolutely.
Thing. And it's just, there's something special about playing under the lights. Maybe not so much anymore, I thought for the fans and for the players, at least in my eyes, I thought it would be kind of like a dream come true. But, yeah, Nebraska's got a bunch of night games on, which ultimately brought out that comment by Kenny Bell. But, yeah, it seems like the Big Ten, they've got to do something to stay relevant. And if it means playing games at night to be able to get those television sets tuned in, then that's what they have to do.
Okay, so playing host to Illinois, that's going to be September 27th. Then you guys travel to Northwestern on October 18th. And that certainly has it's evolving into a bit of a rivalry. I mean, you look at the last three outings, I mean, it has definitely been very intriguing to watch. I mean, just how the Wildcats have really performed.
Yeah, and I can't say that I'm thrilled as an alumni and a former player of Nebraska.
You've expressed those opinions before.
That, you know, our we've been having some great games against Northwestern, mm-hmm. and not to take anything away from the job that Pat Fitzgerald has done, but, you know, you kind of hope that the games that you're known for are against the Ohio States or the Michigans or the Michigan States. You know, not Northwestern, and so what? It is what it is. You know, they certainly, there's something there that these guys, both sides, they come prepared and they come ready to play, and there's usually a good game to be played, at least from a fan's perspective. Mm-hmm. They usually provide you with a good one.
Jason Peter with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Indeed, it is our weekly Under the Helmet segment. And I'll tell you one game out of the Big Ten Conference that I'm definitely circling is when Cincinnati's going to be at Ohio State. I mean, that's Urban Meyer's. He's going to face his alma mater, and the Buckeyes have won 10 straight in a row.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet against Urban on this one. I like what he has up there in Columbus. I just think that he's just scratching the surface. I mean, it was what, 2 years ago that he took this job,
mm-hmm.
and you know, he's had 2-3 solid recruiting classes. Now's when you're going to start to see those players, and he had a specific player in mind. You know, he. Obviously, spending all those years down in the SEC and the SEC country, he knows the type of D linemen that he's used to getting. Those are the guys that he's bringing up to Ohio State. I mean, he's got obviously the reputation, he's got the credentials. These guys will follow him. He puts guys in the NFL, which obviously, you know, I think for most kids today is probably number one on their list as to how they pick a school, and Urban will get you there. You know, if you've got the talent, you know, he's putting first rounders out left and right. So kids look for that. And but yeah, I just think now his players are really starting to find themselves in starting positions in the two deep, and it's you know, another year with Braxton Miller, I think, who continues to grow. I think they're going to be solid.
Well, there's no doubt this year will be very special in 2014 in one of the deepest draft classes. Jason, we look forward to your insight, your perspective on that. You know exactly what that's all about, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a wonderful weekend with Sarah and the girls, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Much more straight ahead at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter at E Radio Sports. We will be right back.